Blog Talk Radio.
Another day's journey, and we're glad about it. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good night, good day to each of you. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM and Prophetic Perspectives, and we are happy to come into your living rooms, your places of employment, wherever my voice is heard. We just thank God for you up in the UK, down in Ghana, praise the Lamb of God, California, Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, my goodness, Chicago, D.C., Buffalo, New York, New York, New York, wherever my voice is heard, Wisconsin, Indiana, we are happy to come into your places of intimacy and share with you today concerning all that God is doing and the way God desires for our life. It's a great day in Zion. Praise the Lamb of God. Down in Baton Rouge, praise the Lamb of God. My people down in Louisiana, yes, I cannot forget Louisiana. Albuquerque, New Mexico, praise the Lord. And all those that's listening today, I thank God for each of you that's chiming in. Those of you listening via the internet, say, I want to call in and be a part of the live studio. You can do that today. All you have to do is call in to Eric, code 646. Area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818 and be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is good and he is blessing us. My goodness gracious, what an awesome God we serve. People of God, I wouldn't trade our God for nothing in the world. I wouldn't cash him in, can't cash him in. Praise the Lamb of God. He's been too good. He's been too kind, and he's showing us great favor. Today is our praise day, so we exalt the name of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God today. We lift him on high just because he is God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, wonderful God we serve, people of God. That we can exalt him, we can praise him, we can worship him, and he inhabits the praises of his people. He comes and he allows us to feel his power, his presence, his spirit. I mean, I wouldn't trade nothing for him. Praise the Lamb of God. Just a few minutes ago, all I did was cracked open the Bible, just start reading a portion of the 100th Psalm, and the Spirit of the Lord just enveloped me. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. I'm excited about your life, and more so, I'm excited about your future, because we're all a work in progress, and it does not yet appear what we shall be like, but we do know this. We shall be like him. Praise the Lamb. We shall be like him. People of God, tune in. Come on, call a neighbor, text somebody, inbox somebody, and tell them that PSM Live is on the air. Praise the Lamb of God. Again, that number is area code 646. Hallelujah. 564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. And you can tune in. Praise the Lamb of God and be with us. Yesterday, we had so many praise reports coming so fast. Oh, my goodness gracious. We had praise reports on top of praise reports on top of praise reports. Praise the Lamb. We didn't get an opportunity to finish. So if you have a praise report today, praise the Lamb of God. You can push one on your phone pad, and you can give your praise today. Praise the Lamb of God. Since we missed you on yesterday, praise is always important. Praise the Lamb of God. We never, ever want you to think that you can't give your praise report, you can't give your testimony about the goodness of the Lord and all that God is doing in this season, because our God is an awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. Our God is an awesome God. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. Praise the Lamb of God. If you have something you just want to praise God for, that's out of the ordinary. I mean, that's more than just being, I know, you know, we praise him every day for waking us up another day, and that should be one of the high, praise the Lamb of God, resolutions on our sheet, praise the Lamb of God, or on our list, that we give God praise every day just for the opening of our eyes. Praise the Lamb of God, that we can see another day. That's enough to just get excited about all by itself. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. So if you have a praise report you want to give today, push one on your keypad and you're able to share with us what good thing God has done for you. Praise the Lord. I'm excited also, praise God, about the services that's coming up. Oh, my goodness gracious, the Lord is just moving. So until I don't even want to take a break, I just want to stay. Praise the Lamb of God where God is and allow God to do what God is doing, the signs, the wonders, the miracles. Praise the Lamb of God that we are experiencing now. Hallelujah. People of God, God is moving. God is moving. God is moving. You must break out of your normal, praise the Lamb of God, path and break into what God is doing, where God is moving at. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget, mark your calendars, December the 28th, that Friday night, the Friday after Christmas, we will be back at Soul Harvest Church for that prophetic explosion, praise the Lamb of God, the outpouring that Apostle Captain has invited us to and is being hosted by, praise the Lamb of God, Bishop Lewis Evans there at Soul Harvest. I want you to meet me there. Put that on your calendar at 7 o'clock p.m. on December 29th so you can get the forecast for the new year. Praise the Lamb of God, and you can hear what God is saying to you personally, praise the Lamb of God, in this season. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. And I just hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, that you can be with us, hallelujah, at the Soul Harvest Ministries there in Highland Park with Bishop Lewis Evans. It's going to be off the chain. Praise the Lord. Of course, we have our New Year's Eve service, praise the Lamb of God, at 10 o'clock p.m. at the Truth Church, and we would love for you to be a partaker in that. Yes, we would. We would love for you to be a part, praise the Lamb of God, of that. It's going to be awesome as we have, praise the Lamb of God, as we do on our page. We just prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. We want you to come and be a part of that, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to release the prophetic anointing all over the place, and we want you to be a part of that. Yes, indeed, praise the Lamb of God and receive your personal prophecies as well as, praise the Lamb of God, corporate prophecies for the body of Christ. It's going to be off the chain. I know God is going to move mightily, praise the Lamb of God, and you need to be in the house to receive what God has for you. What an awesome time it's going to be. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I am so excited about the move of God in this season and how God is moving. Until I'm telling you, you just don't understand how excited I am about what God is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just wondering, praise the Lamb of God, is there anybody excited besides me? Praise the Lord. Is there anybody excited besides me at what God is doing in this season and how God is moving in this season? He's doing an awesome work, praise the Lamb of God, and that work concerns you. That work that he's doing, it concerns you. Praise the Lamb of God. Get in the place, hallelujah, of prayer. Get in the posture of prayer. Make sure you don't miss that time with God, and watch how God give you revelation. Watch how God give you inspiration. Watch how he give you directions and open doors for you. Praise the Lamb of God, and manifest in places that you never dreamt that he would. Just right there where you are, he will manifest in an awesome way. Praise the Lamb of God. And you'll look around and say, I never knew it, but the Lord was in this place. Praise the Lamb of God. And God was moving in a mighty way. Praise the Lamb. Our co-host must be still asleep. I didn't call him. Praise the Lamb of God. We know he's on midnights now, and I'm sure he will probably chime in, praise the Lamb of God, as soon as he shakes himself today. But I want him to get some rest, praise God. Hallelujah, I do, because he's not as young as he used to be. He just had another birthday. Praise the Lamb of God. And we love Pastor London Jr. Here at PSM. Praise the Lamb of God. And we want him to get a sufficient amount of rest. All right, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. Do we have a volunteer prayer today? Someone who's going to lead us to the throne of grace. Praise, come on, be on the show today. Praise the Lamb of God and be one of our prayer warriors. And call in today, press 1 on your dial, and you can be the one that will lead us in prayer today. If you have a prayer request, a special prayer request, push 1 on your dial now and give us that request so that we can mention it and call your name out to the Lord or the situation. We're praying for James today, praise the Lamb of God, our brother. Hallelujah. James William had lost his nephew, who was just in his 20s, around 25 years old, somewhere in there, young man. Praise the Lamb. I don't know all the details to that, but I know James, praise the Lamb, was very sensitive and very loving. 248 area code, who's calling?
Mark, good afternoon, Prophet. This is Brett.
Oh, this is my son, Brett. Praise the Lamb of God.
How you doing? Yeah, I'm going to pray, yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I tell you, it's always all the way from California, praise the Lamb of God. We have our son on today, praise the Lord, who's going to lead us to the throne of grace, people of God. You know what? It's awesome when you see people and have people around you that don't mind, praise the Lamb of God, and this not reflecting on anyone, praise God, but there are some who really have the burden of prayer in their spirits, my God, as intercessors. And Brett is one of those, praise the Lord. Now, thank God for the anointing on his life and the presence on his life. Man, we talked to Stephanie yesterday. She lit us up. Praise God.
Yeah, I was listening.
About the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah, I was surprised she said something. I was surprised she said something, but she had to get it was just we just were shaking our head like, man, you know, every time. You know, even right now, Prophet, I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, it's not easy. And but when we built that altar, I'm telling you, in the bedroom, you just stare at it every all day. And it's like, you know, last night the Lord prompted me just to get on your face, man, and just pray. And just and I'm going to be honest with you, and I'll share this testimony. I took all the we've been writing down all the prophecies over the last 6 months on our life and the ones that's been on the page. So the last couple, when we set the altar up, we put those prophetic words on the altar.
My
and
God.
I just remember you saying, pray those things back to God.
Pray
the scriptures back to God. And this morning when I woke up, the Lord was really on me, like, you know, now I begin to intercede and lift up those as we get on the page today and we get on the radio show today. So I did feel that burden to pray today and felt it in my spirit to lift up the people of God this morning.
Man, and that's awesome, Brett. You know, the place of prayer should be filled with prayer reminders. You know, we should have prayer reminders in our prayer place if it's nothing but a picture, praise the Lamb of God, or something that is a prophetic prayer trigger that, you know, triggers our mind and heart and spirit, praise the Lamb of God, to begin to, seek God in the way that the Lord would have us to, so that we can do in prayer and pray in prayer those things, praise, that's dear to our heart and that's dear to the heart of God. Man, I got a picture of Gabby. I got a picture of Gabby in my prayer garden that just sits there. Praise the Lamb of God. And when I see her face, she's the baby. It's not to remember to pray for her. It's to remember to pray for my children. For some reason, when I see her, I think of all the kids. Praise the Lamb of God. You know? And so I go into prayer. When I go into prayer, it reminds me, keep your children covered. And, of course, we want to keep our children covered. President Obama is on CNN right now. Praise the Lamb of God, talking about the gun control and what we can do and what needs to be done, praise Him, as it relates to our children. We want to lift our children up. I mean, the tragedy is tragic, praise the Lamb of God, but we can make tragedy triumph if we do the right things, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And one thing that one of the politicians says is that we need to restore, he said, religion back in the schools, but I really know what he's saying. It's prayer, praise the Lamb of God, and a godly conscience within the framework of our schools and in our homes. And the only way this is going to happen, people of God, is right now we have the opportunity to bombard heaven and say, Lord, move, so these things will not happen. Praise the Lamb of God. We saw it coming down through the years. We saw it coming since Waco. We saw this coming, but we never, ever, you know, put, praise the Lamb of God, a seal on this thing so that this would not be the way it is today. Praise God. So our son is coming, praise the Lamb of God. Lord, we love him today. We love Jesus today. It's praise and worship day.
Yes.
And my God, people of God, those of you in convalescence homes and prisons, you know we pray for you daily, and we're still praying for you. Those of you that's sick and shut in, hallelujah. Those of you that's lacking in this season, it's difficult for a lot of us right now. At Christmas time, praise the Lamb, when we like to do so much, our budgets are cut short, praise the Lamb of God. Things are just going in all kinds of directions, but we're trying our best to do the best that we can. Our son, praise the Lamb of God, is coming now. He's going to take us to the throne of grace. Come on, people of God, pray with him as he prays. My son, praise the Lamb of God, Brett is coming now. Brett Brown, come pray for us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah today, Father.
Yes,
today,
Lord.
Is worship and praise today, God, and we worship you today, Father. Oh, God, we wake up this morning, Father God, in California, just praising your holy name, Father God, under this open heaven, Father, that you declared several months ago, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. We worship you today, Father God, for allowing us, Father God, to connect right now, Father God, on the airways, Father God, and on the internet, Father God, and at our homes, Father God, and our jobs, Father God, and in a car right now, Father God. And we lift up our hands if we're able, Father God, if we're able to come together, Father, corporately, Father God, coming together, Father God, praising you in holy name, Father God, because you're so worthy to be praised, Father God. We adore you this morning, Father God. We love you, Father God. We worship you in spirit and truth on today, Father God. And we thank you for breathing breath into our lives, Father God, and breathing a fresh mind today, Father God, fresh bodies, fresh new salvation, Father God, new mercies today, Father. We glorify your holy name, Father God, and we love you today, Father God. We worship you, Father God. You are omnipresent, Father God. You're omnipotent, Father God. You're infinite, Father God. You're so worthy, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross, Father God, till our sins could be cast to the depths of the sea, Father God. And we thank you for a sacrifice, Father God. We thank you for being an intercessor for us, Father God, to come to us, Father, come to you, Father God. We have not the right words to say, Father God. So I come right now, Father God, to you and trusting in your son, Jesus, Father God, to wash us clean, Father God. Father, search me deep down right now, Father God, as I begin to intercede for your people today, Father God, and wash out any inequities, Father God. Wash out anything, Father God, that's not like you, Father God. We bind down the spirit of fear, Father God, because you said in your word that you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, Father. And with that power, Father God, and that love today, Father God, I thank you for that. I thank you for the love that's being shared right now over the airways and through the internet right now, Father God, on PSM, Father God. And we glorify your name, Father. We lift up those, Father God, in leadership right now, Father God. We lift up Prophet Shakespeare right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the man of God, Father, who labors every single day, Father God. Pour into him, Father God, like never before, Father. And I pray right now, Father God, for Pastor London, Father God, as he rests right now, Father God. Strengthen him, Father God. Give him back his power that he withdrew last night working, Father God. So just pour back into him, Father God, what he needs daily, Father God, to maintain his course, Father God, and seeking you, Father God, and provide for his family, Father. Jesus, we thank you for each and every intercessor, Father God, each and every administrator, Father God. I thank you for their labor, Father God. Thank you for the PSM family, Father God. And we lift up Brother James right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask that you comfort him right now, Father God, in his time right now, Father God, of grievance, Father God. But we know, Father God, that his nephew or son, whoever the prayer request is, Father God, is lifted up to you, Father. And we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you that we know that he is secure, Father God, where no sickness, no life, Father God, no pain right now is where he is, Father God. He is with you, Father God, so we shall rejoice, Father God, and give you praise, Father God, for taking his life, Father. I mean, not taking his life, Father God, but having his life in your hands, Father God. And we thank you for our brother James, Father God. Strengthen his mind, Father God. Let him be the pillar of strength in his family, Father God, right now, Father God. Let him be, Father God, the pillar, Father God, for those, Father God, that he will pray for and touch right now, Father God, through this healing and grieving process, Father. We thank you for his life, Father God. And we thank you for his service on PSM, Father God. We lift him up right now, Father. I lift up right now those in convalescent home, Father God. Those, Father God, who haven't had visitors, Father God, who are hurting in this season, Father God. We lift them up right now to you, Father. And we ask that you comfort them right now, Father God. Have your way right now, Father God, in the places, Father God, of employment, Father God, with those who are taking care of those, Father God, who are in a convalescent home, Father God. Give them a spirit of compassion right now, Father God, to help your people, Father God. Let them, Father God, be the gapper, Father God, the person in the gap, Father God, for the family that are not there, Father God. We've touched and we pray, Father God, for those who are sick right now and shut in, Father God. We pray to Jehovah Rock for Jesus, go into their homes right now, go into the hospital rooms, Father God, go into the hospital beds, Father God, and touch those who are sick, Father God, who need healing, Father God, who need to be lifted up, Father God, who need a touch right now. Go right now in the name of Jesus and touch them right now, Father God. We loose right now our faith right now, Father God, and we pray right now, Father, that you go and you touch those people right now, Father God. We loose our faith of healing, Father God. We loose the anointing and the healing hands of your people, Father God. We decree and declare those who go in hospital rooms, Father God, will touch the bodies, Father God, and the sick will be healed, Father God. We thank you for that promise, Father God, that you said that by your stripes we are healed. So we thank you, Father God, that we live in righteousness as we stand right now, Father. We lift up your name today, Father. We glorify your name. We go right now, Father God, and touch those who are in prisons right now, Father God, those who are hurting, Father God, juvenile detention homes, Father God. We pray and touch their hearts right now, Father God. Transform their minds, Father God, to seek you, Father God, to understand that the mistakes they made, Father God, to be able to sit them down, Father God, and touch their hearts and their minds, Father God, to transform, Father God, to be righteous men and women, Father God, to come back and be productive people in society, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you touch their hearts right now, Father God. Transform, Father God. Touch the guards right now, Father God. Touch the wardens right now, Father God. Touch the judges, Father. Touch the lawyers, Father God, to stand in righteousness and fairness, Father God. Let no person, Father God, be held in bondage, Father God, that is unrightfully charged, Father God. And let those who are rightfully charged, Father God, do their time, Father God, and be transformed into new people, Father. I thank you, Father God, for that. I just thank you, Father God, for your love, Father God. I thank you for the power of prayer, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I pray right now for Sandy Hook, Father God, those in the city, Father God, of Connecticut, of Newtown, Connecticut, Father God. I continue, God, to ask that you pray and touch them, Father God, and heal those families, Father God. Strengthen them as they go through the funerals this week, Father God, and the wakes, Father. Strengthen those kids, Father God. We cast down the spirit of fear right now, Father God. We cast down, Father God, the spirit of murder and suicide right now in the name of Jesus. Touch your people right now, God. Touch your people right now. Touch the children across the nation, Father God, and across the world, Father God. Bless your blood, Father God. Touch it from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Father God. Those that are in school and on the buses, Father God, the bus drivers, Father God, the securities, Father God, the cafeteria, Father God, the administrators, Father God, the principals, Father God, the secretaries, Father God, the physical ed teachers, Father God. Let us stand in righteousness, Father God. Let us stand in prayer right now, Father God, and stand in the gap for your people right now, Father God. I pray for each and every person that's connected on this line right now, Father God, and I ask that you lift them up right now, Father God. Release, Father God, those things they need, Father God, according to your riches and glory. Have your way, Father God, for your people right now, Father God. Intercede right now, Father God. Stand in the gap for all those that are in need, Father God. Those that are hurting right now, Father God. Those that are starving, Father God. Those that are homeless, Father God. Touch those, Father God, that have no shoes, Father God, no clothes, Father God. Provide, let somebody be heartfelt, Father God, and give a coat, Father God. Give pants, Father God. Give those in need, Father God. Touch those people, Father God, that are able. Father God, to other people, Father God. We lift up your name on high, Father God. We lift up your name, Father God. We lift up your name, Father. You're so worthy, Father. You're so worthy, Father God. You're so worthy, Father God. Hallelujah to your holy name, Father God. We glorify your name, Father. We glorify your name today, Father God. People of God, lift them up, Father God, in your home. Lift them up right now, people. Worship him, Father God. Thank him for what he's going to do for your life. Thank him for the promises. Thank him for the prophetic words spoken on your life right now, because it is so, Father. We are headed into a season of prosperity, Father God, and release, and we thank you. In advance, we praise your holy name for what you're about to do for us, Father. We praise your name, Father God. We praise you. Let people go into a season of self-examination, Father God. Let them go right now, Father God, and to examine, Father God, to dig deep down, Father God, within each person right now, and root up, Father God, every demonic spirit that is attached to us on this year, to root up, Father, every generational curse. We cast it to the depths of the sea right now in the name of Jesus. We bind right now, Father God, anything, Father God, that is attached to us, Father God, that is not of you. Let your word reign fresh in our minds and in our heart right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way right now, Father God, in this season. Let 2013, Father God, manifest to something like never before. Right now, your people have prosperity like never before, to sow into the ministries and standing in a gap, Father God, and stand into our rightful places, Father God, at ministry to become millionaire and billionaires in the name of Jesus. I claim it and declare it so on your people right now. We lose prosperity. We lose long life. We lose health right now in the name of Jesus. We lose discipline right now in the name of Jesus. We loose right now, Father God, anything that we ask according to your riches and glory, Father God. And we worship you right now, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for every person that's praying right now, Father God. I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Para la bushita,
Holland.
Bless God, bless God, bless God. Thank you, son. Thank you, Brett, for leading us to the throne of God today. Praise the Lamb of God. He is the father of the fatherless. He is the friend to the friendless. He is, praise the Lamb of God, all of that and more. Hallelujah. And can be even more to you today. Praise God, if you would just trust him in that area. The Lord our God is awesome. He's a mighty God. Praise the Lamb of God. There's nothing he can't do. And I am one, praise God, like Brett, I believe in the works of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Brett, I believe that God can do anything, praise God, if his people petition him. Praise the Lamb. I believe that, son. I believe it down in my life. I know that God will move on behalf of a people that's calling on his name. Praise the Lamb of God. The Bible says, in Exodus, if they cry out unto me, praise the Lamb of God, I will hear them. Praise the Lamb of God. If they cry out unto me, I will hear them. The Lord says in his word, Brett, he says that even a nation that doesn't know him, he said if they're not his chosen people, if they're not his elect, and the oppressor is oppressing them, if they are an oppressed people, he said if they cry out unto me, I'm going to hear them and I'm going to move on their behalf. I'm going to do something because they cried out unto me. My goodness gracious people of God, what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. What a powerful God we serve. And boy, if we would just understand this important and vital, praise the Lamb of God, component that God has given us called prayer. If they would cry out to me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I would do something. We make the word of God, Brett, of no effect. We take the power out of it. We take the power out of the word of God when we sit up in church and go through religious, praise the Lamb of God, rituals, and we go through the gymnastics and we go through all of that. But when it relates to, praise the Lamb of God, us really having faith in the very word of God, praise the Lamb of God, that it moves us to a place of respond. That's another issue, praise the Lamb of God. And a lot of us are falling so short in that area, people of God. We're falling so short in that. I'm trying to encourage. I know somebody said, he's talking about prayer again. I pray, so blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to encourage you and show you the depths of prayer. Hallelujah. And how awesome prayer is to the believer in this season, because if we do not embrace prayer, praise the Lamb of God, in this season, the changes that we need to come will never come. Praise the Lamb of God. We can do all kinds of policies. White House can do all kinds of bills and legislations and put things into law, and this is that and this is that, until God sits at the table, until God is invited in, until God is brought forth, until the people of God who are called by his name will humble themselves and pray, seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, then will I hear from heaven, and not until then. Okay, what anybody else do. My people, that's who God is looking for. Hallelujah. My people who are called by my name, hallelujah, that's who God is looking for. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Yes.
My God, if we would just get on our knees. My God, if we would call out to God. Hallelujah. Yes. My goodness gracious. Whoa, Lord have mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I'm telling you today, when we come to the place of understanding the power that we have in our mouth, the power that's in our spirit to call on the name of a living God, and then that God hears you. Hallelujah. Why don't we use that? Why don't we get in our prayer places? Why don't we call on him? Hallelujah, the way we should. Praise the Lamb of God. When he's waiting on us, he's waiting on us, people of God. We can change our communities. We can change our society. We can change our country. We can change the world. Praise the Lamb of God, with the hand of God going before us. Hallelujah. We can make the change if we change. and stop being hypocrites. Praise the Lamb of God. Some people don't even mention, don't even send their heart towards God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Can't take 15, 20, 30 minutes and just spend it talking to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And watch God move on your behalf. Watch God do that nobody else can do. Cry out unto me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Cry out unto me and watch what I do. Praise the Lamb of God. Whoa, what an awesome God we serve today. Boy, Brett set me on fire. See, that's what happened when prayer. That's what happens, Brett. Happens, Brett.
Hallelujah. You know, amen. I'm trying to get to a personal place, prophet, as a intercessor and as a priest of my own household, that whatever circumstances rising up against me, that the only really a tactic or weapon that I have is that word. Some stuff I can't control. You know, I can't. It's been a process for me to get to this place, though, prophet. You know, I know it's a process for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I know people would like to see believers move a little bit faster, but a lot of times we have to get to a place of that brokenness, as we talked about so long ago, that broken place, you know, to really cry out. And a lot of people might not be at that place right now. They still think that by their own might that their finances are enabled, that their homes are enabled by their own might, and God has to break them down. That's the only thing I would assume, you know, or just being a lack of discipline.
You are right. Man, you know, sometimes we think our own ingenuity can take us to the place, praise the Lamb of God, where we need to be as it relates to getting what we want, getting what we need, and also the provision that we need for others. We always want to drop it in the laps of humanity, praise the Lamb of God, when divinity, praise the Lamb of God, is the greatest shaper of what we see, praise the Lamb of God. If God just steps back and do nothing because we won't pray, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, there are too many intelligent, crazy people out here. I said it, I'll say it again. They're intelligent, we have education, praise the Lamb of God, but our souls and our spirit lack, praise the Lamb of God, the God presence, hallelujah, to make decisions based out of, praise the Lamb, the compassion of Christ, the compassion of God. We do things, praise the Lamb of God, on our own selfish, praise the Lamb of God, positions and what we desire to see done because we feel this is right, this will work, this, that, or another. But when it comes down to fallen humanity, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to people who are hurting, when it comes down to people who are starving and people who are outdoors and people who are without hope and who are helpless, 9 times out of 10, when a decision is made, it's not made for those people. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not made for those people. And that is the group of people, praise the Lamb of God, that God has compassion for. Hallelujah. God has compassion, praise the Lamb of God, and has always been the God of the oppressed. God has compassion. He has always been a God for those who are hurting and helpless. He has always been a God for the poor. For this cause, Jesus Christ came into the world as we celebrate his birthday. Praise the Lamb of God. He came into the world so that the gospel, praise the Lamb of God, and salvation could be given to the poor. The first thing on the list, praise the Lamb of God, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me, hallelujah, to preach the gospel to the poor. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we must come to a place in our hearts and minds, praise the Lamb of God, and look at our society, not from the top down, but from the bottom up. Praise the Lamb of God, from the bottom up. There are people, we're worried about this and worried about what we can't get for Christmas and this. And there's somebody, praise the Lamb of God, whose furniture is set on the curb without anywhere to go. There is somebody, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to wrap themselves in a cardboard box tonight. Hallelujah, up under the bridge. And we look at them and say, it's their fault, praise the Lamb of God. There is somebody, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to sell their body for the price, hallelujah, of a crack rock. There is somebody, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who's going to put their hand forth to steal, to rob, praise the Lamb of God, so that they can eat, so that their children can eat, so that their mother can get the medicine she needs. We must look at things from the bottom up, praise the Lamb of God. Jesus thinks to say, the Bible does not say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, hallelujah, that I might preach the gospel to the affluent, that those in high places and those in royalty and riches and this, that, and another, praise the Lamb of God. He said to the poor, that's the bottom up, to open the blinded eyes, those who can't see, who can't comprehend, who don't have the perception, praise, and the paradigm to do any better. There are some people who are locked in a paradigm, and they will never do any better, Brett. They will never pull their bootstraps up. They will never rise up and do better. They need somebody to pull them up. They need a helping hand, not to give them a piece of bread, but to pull them up while they're feeding them and show them the way to live better and to do better and that they can acquire and that they can have. They need somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. And we sit around worried about the flat screen televisions and can I get the next iPad and the next iPhone and I want this and I want the Galaxy and my kid needs this and I want this and she wants the new Wii game and we want this game and all of this and all of that. Praise the Lamb of God. And how much food we're going to have on the table and who's coming over and this and how I'm going to dress and I want a new suit and I want this and I want that. And there are people who don't have nothing, and I mean nothing, and not a dollar in their pocket to buy something. When will our prayers turn to the heart of God, people of God? I really didn't mean to go this way, Britt. See what you done done?
I didn't mean it. I didn't.
It's all Britt's fault.
The Holy Spirit taking over because I was
My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. There must be a paradigm shift in the body of Christ. There must be a change of heart and mind, people of God, in a change of perspective, if we're really, praise the Lamb of God, going to see a change in the world. I tell you, praise the Lamb of God, we can say what we want to. They can put all of, and people of God, I am one of the most sensitive people that you will ever meet when it comes down to tragedy. I will break a man's neck, praise the Lamb of God, if I see with my own eyes, praise the Lamb of God, a child that's under, praise the Lamb of God, the pressure of somebody trying to kill him. I will go to jail to deliver a woman, praise the Lamb of God, who being raped. They can say, I shouldn't have did it. I'll snap a man's neck if I catch him trying to rape a girl. That's something that irritates my spirit. I am sensitive to this kind of stuff. But let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. All the bears, all the little flowers and everything they want to lay at the school means nothing if we're not going to change. It means nothing if we're not going to help these sick-minded people who are possessed with the devil. And God has given us the power, saints, praise the Lamb of God, to deliver people, and we sitting up doing nothing about it. We're sitting up, we're not even praying, saying, God, give me that grace. Give me the gift. Empower me. Allow me to walk in this anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And pray against that evil, against that spirit. That's a demonic spirit. And it's on its way to another school.
Hallelujah.
It's on its way to another school if the saints don't get in place.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Nobody likes me. Praise the Lamb of God. I understand. Nobody don't want to hear me say this kind of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. But while we sitting around looking, praise the Lamb of God, and jumping up and saying this and doing this and waving our hands, there are spirits, praise the Lamb of God, because Satan don't take a vacation. Satan don't do holidays. Praise the Lamb of God. He don't take coffee breaks. He's on his job 24/7. Praise the Lamb of God to destroy, to kill, to rob, and to steal. That's his assignment. Praise the Lamb of God. And he does it well. And that spirit, praise the Lamb of God, that same spirit that was in Jeffrey Dahmer, that same spirit is still alive today in the earth realm. That same spirit that can take life, praise the Lamb of God, and feel no remorse. That same spirit is alive today, running through the earth realm, trying to find that person who's void of God, trying to find that heart, praise the Lamb of God, that's dark and black and void and hurting, praise the Lamb of God, so he can whisper in their ear, praise the Lamb of God, and enter in and take control and obsess them. They talking about, oh, we ought to stop these little games, blah, blah, blah. We had guns when we were kids. We had cap guns and all that. We didn't go around killing nobody. But we had God in the house. We had prayer in the house. I know y'all don't like this. I'm sorry. Praise the Lord. Y'all forgive me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brett, you better talk about something else. I better get off this topic right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! My goodness, this praise and worship day, I don't supposed to be like this. My goodness gracious, praise the Lord. I was going to talk about praise and prayer today. But people of God, I'm telling you, we must come to a place to recognize, praise God. It's not the little computer games that these children are playing. That's not making them go out and kill nobody. Praise the Lamb of God. Bonnie and Clyde moving them to make us go out and rob banks. But we watch Bonnie and Clyde. We watch John Dillinger. We watch Al Capone. We watch all kinds of stuff. I didn't go out and go around just killing somebody for the St. Valentine's Day massacre. We didn't go around doing that. But we had God in the house. We had prayer in the house. We had Bibles on our table. We had Bible class in the homes. We had mothers that prayed with their children and taught them how to pray if it wasn't nothing but simple recitals at night. Praise the Lamb of God that grabbed their children in the morning and prayed with them before they left the house. We had prayer meetings. Praise the Lamb of God. We went to Sunday school. We went to Bible class. Praise the Lord. We did things of that nature. We heard the gospel being preached. We had to learn the Ten Commandments. What are we teaching our children? What are we instilling in them? It's not what's in them, people, God. It's what's not in them. It's not what's in them. What goes into a man does not defile him. It's what comes out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And what goes into you don't defile you. It what comes out of you. Jesus said these words. It's not what we're giving them to play with and this, that, and another. It's what we haven't given them, a godly conscience, a godly mind. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what's wrong with our children. That's what's wrong with our society. We're dealing with Generation X. We're dealing with a generation, praise the Lamb of God, that sees Christmas with an X in front of it. That sees Christmas with an X. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are dealing with a dangerous society. And you know what's going to be so horrible about, even about Christmas, Brett? When people sit around the table, they unwrap the gifts, nobody is going to talk about Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody is going to talk about Jesus, and it's his birthday. Nobody is going to talk about Jesus. Nobody is going to tell the Christmas story. And I'm telling you this again, people of God, that's why you never see, and you can say anything you want to, that's why you never hardly see, praise the Lamb of God, a Jewish man, a Jewish child in America on the news. Hello, light bulbs. Because they are taught these kinds of things from their childhood up. They're taught about the Passover. Praise the Lamb of God. It's instilled in them. They understand. They're taught the Ten Commandments. They know thou shalt not do no murders. They know it already. From a child up. Boy, I need to take a breather. I went too far. My goodness gracious. Brett won't talk to me, praise the Lamb of God.
Hey, man.
Tighten up the line. Nobody want to talk about it.
I was just
losing his mind today, y'all.
I was just praying for the people today, probably.
Hallelujah, man of God. We got to get a grip on this thing, man, you know.
Tell
the truth. Oh, my God. We just have to get a grip on this thing. Hallelujah. Recognize this spirit that is running rampant. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! My goodness gracious. They're trying to compare. Oh, he's this with a terrorist, and they're trying to compare him with this, and he's the same type of mindset and this, that, and another. They're trying to do all this analytical, investigations and this, that, and another into the mind of this man, and ain't nobody said, he was void of God. He's void of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. He has no word in him. There's no boundary. I can answer the question now for him, what his real problem was. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Just it's simple. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, hallelujah, if you want to talk about this, push 1 on your dial, praise the Lamb of God. I'm here. We can talk about it, praise the Lamb of God. But we're talking again, praise the Lamb of God, about what do we need to do, people of God, prophetic people of God, what do we need to do, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to offset these things, praise the Lamb. Here's a caller here, Eric Cole 313, your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, men of God.
Good afternoon. Who's calling?
This is Sharla.
Good afternoon, Charlotte.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hello, everyone. I agree with everything you're saying. I was a little late, had a chance to have a dialogue with a couple of college students and impart a little knowledge, but it was all in the same vein. I agree with everything that you're saying, that we have to be about the Father's business. We have to be on our jobs. We can't sleep on this thing. That we need to kill the spirit of murder, what do you call it, the spirit of murder or death or whatever name you give it. That's not even important. The bottom line is that we do what we're supposed to do and help our younger generation, our older generation, and kill sin wherever we encounter it, even in our own lives. I think someone posted something similar to that on the page last night. They were saying they didn't understand about why – they were tired of seeing all the news coverage of it, and they hadn't seen us deal with it. And as I said to them, we did deal with it. But now we're doing what we need to do. We're not going to spend a lot of dialogue on who's right about what title it is, what it is that's doing this. It's the devil. It all goes back to that. Now, what are we going to do is individually and corporately, we're going to be on the wall where we need to be, fulfilling our assignment, and that's to free people up, to give them Jesus, to shore up the foundation, wherever it's out of order, to set it right. That's what we're about, and that's
you
what
know,
we're
doing. I'm listening to you, you know, talking to young people and stuff. You know, see, the thing about this is, praise the Lamb, it happens at a school, and it happens in a group. Praise the Lamb of God, and it happened to six-year-olds, you know, children, you know, who are barely out of kindergarten and things of this nature, and, you know, in this innocent life, praise God. But, the, you know, what the real tragedy is, this need should have been addressed a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
In Chicago, over almost any given weekend, there are 200 and 300 murders.
Yes.
Every weekend in Chicago.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, that's we're talking about 20 kids and we're talking about 300 lives.
Yes.
Wow.
A soul is a soul. Count the souls.
Yes, sir.
It's the Lamb of God. No matter what age they are,
yes,
we must address the issue. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Hallelujah. We must address the issue. See, this is what we're missing. All of these nonsensical killings that is plaguing our society and all of this mayhem that is going on, and they count these 20 kids at funeral and this, that, and another, and we're all sensitive about it because they were so young. But
right.
15-year-old and an 18-year-old, to me, is just as young as these kids. They don't even know what life is about. A 20-year-old, they don't even know what life is about. Have not even begun to live.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. These were two college students, and one of them wanted the brother to get it right, so I had the chance to share. And hopefully the things that I said he'll take to heart.
My goodness gracious.
Yes.
People of God, I'm telling you this. We must change our ways. And what is insanity? Insanity is doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result.
Amen.
That's insanity at its best. Doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result. That's insanity. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And one of the insanities about this type of activity is we talk, and we do nothing.
Mm.
Hello, light bulbs, ring the bell, shake the tree, and drop the bomb all at the same time. We talk. And we do nothing. And that must change. We must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of recognizing that we are the agents of change. We are called to be the changers of the world. The world changes. We are the ones, praise the Lamb of God, that is supposed to be reshaping society by infusing it with believers. Praise the Lamb of God. We are the ones. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I'm telling you. See, a lot of young people, they don't even recognize Brad. Praise God. And you may not even be able to remember. Charlotte does, though. That was a day, that was a time in our society that if you wasn't in church on a Sunday and somebody saw you walking down the street, your name went through the whole community.
No, we I ain't grow up like that.
All right, Charla.
True.
It was a sin and shame if you didn't go to church. It was a sin and a shame that you didn't go to the house of God. We didn't have these kinds of issues then. We didn't have these kinds of issues when liquor stores and other places where you could buy anything that would change your character, they couldn't open. Praise the Lamb of God. I forget what they called it. It was black something or something blue or something they did, but stores could not sell liquor or anything.
That's true.
After church. Am I right, Shala?
Yes, you're right.
They couldn't sell liquor or anything. It was a reverence for God. It was
Absolutely.
A respect for the house of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And all children went to Sunday school. It was no ifs, ands, and buts about it. All of us was taught the word of God. Somewhere, somehow, you received it. When you heard of somebody being killed in a neighborhood, man, I mean, it sent a shock. One person, just one person, no matter the age, all through the community, the whole community would just come to a standstill because somebody was killed. People would run in the house sharing it. They said, so-and-so, they found him dead back in the alley. Somebody shot him. It was a panic through the whole community. And the police would work and work and work till they found out what happened to him. Today, hundreds die, and there is no researching. They keep closing the file. Hundreds die in one night. Something has happened to our society, people. The moral fabric of our society is so thin right now, and nobody is noticing how it's fading away. It's fading away, praise the Lamb of God. And we're raising up another generation that is coming on now. Jada's age, Brett, praise the Lamb of God, that's in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's no godliness in the home. There's no prayer meetings. There's no God being instilled. There's no group discussions. Mama don't have time to talk. Mom too busy because she's the breadwinner. She's the dishwasher. She's the laundry. She's everything. Because there's no daddy in the house.
Man.
Boy, I'm telling you. Here's another caller. Praise the Lamb of God. Eric Code 708.
Good afternoon, Prophet Shakespeare, Brother Brett, and Charlotte. How are you? This is Sandra.
We're blessed today. How are you
doing?
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm blessed. You know, I'm listening to everything that's being said, and You're so right. You're so dead on, Prophet. It's sad because, you know, we as prophetic people, we're not speaking what God has told us to speak against this demonic spirit. We keep blowing up the situation instead of speaking the word of God to decrease the situation. You know, we don't pay attention to it because it has not hit our home. It's not in our backyard, so therefore, you know, it's not our problem. But these are our children.
It's not your child or my child.
These are our children, and we're letting the enemy kill the seed because the seed is the future. We had a situation on the news yesterday where there were, and I'm so guilty of this, and I just have to ask God to forgive me of it, which brought everything to light. We had two escaped criminals here in Chicago yesterday, and they had gotten so close to my hometown. That's when I began to focus on, oh, God, my daughter gets off the bus in a few minutes and it's dark outside. You know, these criminals could be hiding somewhere lurking, and they could kidnap my child. Now, had it been in another state, I wouldn't have even thought about it.
Yes. My goodness gracious. I hear you, girl. My.
It's time for us as a prophetic people to begin to declare the word of God. We are the watchmen on the wall. Prayer watch should be going around the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There should not be one day that a prophetic person that God has called to stand watch and guard on the wall that should not be decreeing and declaring what God wants to happen in the earth realm.
Truly. 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 You are so right. My goodness gracious. That, I mean, we have to bring about a different system within the framework of Christianity because the old system has failed.
Yes.
The old system has failed. Praise
yes.
God. There has to be a change. And God is raising up somebody. I got a call yesterday. As soon as I retired from the radio show, a young pastor, a young minister here called me and said that they are planning a citywide revival here in Detroit of prayer and prophetic utterances over the city, and that he had a meeting with the mayor, and he wanted to put my name on the table as one of the prophetic voices for this conference next June to be held. I think they're trying to get the fairgrounds here and do this. God is raising up some young people with some young, fresh minds and ideas to say, you know, this is not about how many people you can put in one building. Praise the Lamb of God. See, we have the largest gatherings at 11 o'clock than any other entity, any other institution in the world. It's the church. The 11 o'clock hour on Sunday morning, praise the Lamb of God, I'm just going to say between 10 and 3, I mean, across the world, if we could just, it's probably a number no man can number.
Amen.
Into a place of worship in the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we appear to the society to be the weakest, powerless, ineffective agency out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all of them. And men will get on television, politicians and everything, and will not praise the God of heaven, and we don't care. They can get on television and mock God. We don't care.
Mm-mm.
None of this moves us until it comes to our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Till it comes to our door. Then we want to act like the world is coming to an end. But until we become concerned about all mankind, for God so loved the world, till we become concerned about all mankind, then our love is not in the right place.
Amen.
Our love still lacks out of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and it's sad because we let one woman, took the time to dedicate her life to taking prayer out of the school system. And it took years for her to do it, but she was persistent until it was done.
Yes.
And now it's going to take one person to take the time to pray prayer back into the school.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But, you know, and I agree with you 100%, and I'm not altering anything you're saying, but I am saying this, praise the Lamb of God, didn't nobody vote for it to leave the house, though.
Amen.
They didn't sign no petition for it to leave our homes.
Amen.
And see, sure. if prayer's in your house, prayer gonna be in the school.
Amen.
Amen.
Because they can't stop you from praying. They can say the school can't lead in a prayer meeting, but they can't stop the kids from praying.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
You know, you're right. My youngest daughter, I think when she was in the sixth grade, she took a stand for Christ. She took a stand to say that she's going to be a witness for Christ in the school. It doesn't matter. She didn't care what anybody said. She got in trouble for it, but it still didn't stop her. They kept telling her, well, you can't say the name of Jesus in the school. We can't stop you from praying. But you can't say the name of Jesus in the school. And she wanted to know why. If every other name can be mentioned in the school, Buddha and all of these other things, why couldn't Jesus' name be mentioned in the school? And no one could answer her.
My goodness gracious.
Wow.
It's a sad situation, people of God. The Christ is moving in the land, and we're so dormant and so nonchalant about his activity and what have you. And he's constantly turning the hearts of people away from God, away from Jesus Christ. And he's making the name of Jesus Christ a curse.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, you can celebrate anything you want to. Hanukkah, you can celebrate Kwanzaa, you can celebrate this, that, or another. But when it comes down, and nobody tampers with the name of it or nothing. When it comes down to Christmas, because it's about Christ, an X comes on it. Who needed to shorten Christmas?
I never understood how and why they did that until I got older. I never really recognized it until I was older.
Because let me tell, I'm going to tell you why. Because the devil know that the word Christ
is in Christmas.
That's the anointing. The Christos.
Mm-hmm.
The anointed one with the anointing. That's what he wanted to kill. That's what he's always wanted to kill. The name of Jesus and anything that related to Christ. He wants that dead. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the truth will make you free.
Yes,
God.
And the truth shall make you free. But that's what the whole deal is about. To eliminate, praise the Lamb of God, that name. To rid us of that, praise the Lamb of God. We must come to the place, people of God, of understanding how precious the name of Jesus is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. And the power of it. My goodness gracious. We must come to realize, praise the Lamb of God, that the power that is in that name, hallelujah, because God has given Jesus the name that's above every name.
Everything.
That's why they hate his name so much. It's above every name, that at that name every knee must bow.
Mm.
Of things in heaven and things in the earth. People of God, that means spirits must bow to it.
Yes, God.
Angels bow to it. That's a power.
Yes.
And when they take that from you, they done took the power.
Mm.
They say you can pray. They just don't want you to end the prayer in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They're inviting preachers to pray now. Reverend, will you come and pray at the national, this, that, and but, you know, at the end of your prayer, we just don't ask you, not that you can say in the name of God or this, but you can't say Jesus. Just don't say Jesus.
Mm.
The devil alive with a broke bow tie, that makes the prayer none and void.
My goodness.
Your prayer becomes none and void. You just said some words. If you can't say Jesus.
Mm. Amen.
Y'all better wake up and smell the coffee. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, it's getting tighter than we want to recognize.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's getting tighter, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And you
Hallelujah.
Know, the sad part about all of this is that there are so many people that are listening even now and still, after the show is over, will not do anything.
Well,
that's
in everything because, you know, people are concerned about themselves. They're concerned about their own condition and their own this, and they don't understand that their blessing is tied to caring about others because the Father is looking dead in your heart and seeing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The Father in heaven is looking dead in your heart and said, all you want to do is hustle for yourself. All you want is a door open for you. All you want is peace in your house. All you want is peace with your family. All you want is for you, praise the Lamb of God. But if Christ is in you, then his love spreads abroad.
Yes.
You cannot say I have Christ and you selfish at the same time. He may be there, but he's dormant.
Mm.
He may be in you, but he's dormant. You're not allowing him to live.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Amen.
My goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. And you know what guns is about? Money. This is
money.
Guns is about money.
Yeah.
That's what guns is about, right? They know these Republicans and stuff that's against all of this gun control and stuff because they have invested all their monies and stuff in the manufacturing of guns,
mm-hmm.
the export and import of guns, and the selling of guns.
Mm-hmm.
Guns is billion of dollar a year industry. Billions
mm-hmm.
of dollars. And to put a control on that is control their money. And they,
mm-hmm.
that's all it's about. It ain't about life and death. It's about money. It's not about them hunting. It's about money. It's always about money.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me say, we got Bertha?
Yes, Father.
Come on, talk to us.
I was just sitting here listening to everything and in total agreement with everything that's been said. But as Sandra says, when things hit your home, your mind, you just begin to wonder. And as I heard about the tragedy, my mind went back 30 years. My children, I had two children that were in elementary school, that the school was held hostage by a gunman. But just bless God, there were no casualties. And I was sitting and I spoke with some others, other intercessors, and the Lord just brought to my attention, it's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle of murder over the schools that has been released.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking back, each year it gets more vicious and the casualties are more. And we're going to research to find out when it first started because it is a cycle that needs to be broken. And we're praying. I mean, some might not be, but God knows that there are some that are totally concerned and their hearts are heavy about what's going on in the cities. And we are on the watch. And we're doing what God has commissioned us to do because, as he said, I think it was just one righteous man in a city that even the wisest of people could not find out how to win this war. But it was one righteous man that was not even considered that had to give the wisdom of how to defeat the enemy. The enemy will be, he's already defeated. But as we have to get on our job as men and women of God in the earth because spiritually it's already war. We have to get on our job in the earth to defeat this enemy.
Truly.
Amen.
Truly.
Amen. Amen.
No, we talked about that a little earlier, Bertha, praise the Lamb of God, about this spirit that is loose and that is taking over, praise the Lamb of God, these schools and these type of killings.
Mm-hmm.
And we really saw the manifestation of that in a great way at Waco. And it's been happening ever since, you know, off and
mm-hmm.
on. We have not came to a place of prayer, praise the Lamb of God, in the proper perspective to deal with the spirit, praise the Lamb
that's
of
right.
God. Is that,
right.
that you know, that has infiltrated, praise society. And of course, praise God, as Sandra has so well put it, praise the Lamb, if the school is not saturated in prayer, the devil can walk through the door.
That's right.
Well, the
exactly.
devil is not uninvited, he's invited. Oops.
That's right.
Oops.
Glory to God.
I think I saw something right there. Would somebody please post that for me under our thing here? Well, the devil is not uninvited. It simply means he's invited. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. If there's not a sign up, praise the Lamb of God. You know, I share this with you all the time. Praise the Lamb of God. And I really mean this. There is a... the vampire series, praise God, that I watch all the time. One of the things that is very, very interesting about the vampire is he cannot cross the thresholds of your door without an invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Satan don't just come in. We invite him in. Praise
That's right.
the Lamb of God. You invite the enemy in. You invite a And when you leave everything unprotected and your doors unlocked, windows cracked and unlocked, that's an invitation to a thief. He look at your
that's
window
right.
and say, every day I see that woman, leave that woman. That window is cracked every day. She's going to leave it open one day. That's his invitation. Praise the Lamb of God to come and break in your house. Hallelujah. We must come to a place of understanding the sanctifying of our homes. Praise the Lamb of God. See, people of God, a lot of people don't know this. The first schoolhouse was a church.
Yes, it was.
The first school, Brett, was a church. It wasn't a school building.
Mm-hmm.
It happened in the church. People learned how to read and write and count through the Bible. The Bible was the first textbook. Now you can see how far away education has gone. The church was the first schoolhouse, and the Bible was the first textbook. Now they don't have Bibles in schools. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. When the first church in America was built, they had a prayer meeting there.
Amen.
When they would build a school, they were dedicated to God toward the education of children.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible was being used as a textbook. That's how far away we have gone from God. And a lot of people don't know it. Praise the Lamb of God. That's how far we have gone from God. When they took prayer out of schools, they served the Holy Ghost with an eviction notice.
Mm-hmm.
That God, you're not welcome in these corridors.
Wow.
You're not welcome on these grounds. That's what you did. Praise the Lamb of God when they took prayer out of school.
I'll go as far as say over the last year, my daughter went to a Christian, Jaden went to a Christian education school all last year. And I tell you, in the morning they had devotion and they prayed before school started. And this Christian school cost money. And when she transformed, when we moved out to our new place, she went to a public school. When I tell you right now, you know, we made a decision to pull her out and do homeschooling because she come home so reckless, man, so wild. And when I went and sat in the classroom, I was appalled at the lack of discipline. You could see the kids all having issues, and they all were intertwined. And me being in the spirit, I'm seeing all these different spirits in there. I'm seeing a lazy spirit. I'm seeing a dumb spirit. I'm seeing a non-attentive spirit. So many things was going on, and I was like, oh, man, I got to get my kid out of here. But at the same time, I had a compassion to pray for them. But, man, this is crazy.
Man, where I'm typing it right now, where there is no prayer, you know what that means, don't you? There is no presence.
Amen.
There's no presence.
Amen.
And we just have to understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. There is no God presence. Hallelujah. And we must understand that, people of God. We saturate, praise the Lamb of God, the atmosphere. We charge the atmosphere with God's presence when there are praise and prayer wherever we are, wherever we go. Praise the Lamb of God. God is invited in as we're praying, as we praise him. If he's taken out of the schools, if prayer is taken out of schools, then our schools are not covered. Gabriella goes to a Christian school. It costs too.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. But her mother and I, we strain and make sure it's paid. We're a whole lot of stuff getting neglected in other areas, but we make sure Gabriella's staying in that Christian school. She goes to Southfield Christian School right over here. Praise the Lamb of God by where I stay. Hallelujah. She lives across the street from the church and the school, directly across the street. And she goes to that school, praise the Lamb of God, because we sat down and felt that it was important for her to maintain that environment because of the calling that's on her life, because of the way that she is a prophetic child. Praise the Lamb of God. And God called her name before she came into the world, of what she would be called in the assignment that's on her life. And we felt that's the best thing for her. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, we are as the bread as covenant people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Our children have been given to us by the Lord. Hallelujah. And we must come to the place of understanding that we are in charge of their education. We are in charge of their development for God, not for us. See, that's where we went wrong at. Praise the Lamb of God. We develop our children for us.
Wow.
We raise our children to satisfy us and not to the glory of God. Hallelujah. If everybody would take on the attitude that Hannah had concerning getting pregnant and having a child, she said, I'm going to lend them to the Lord all the days of his life. As soon as I wean them, I'm going to give him to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And she took him to the temple and left him there. That's the word of God. I didn't make that up. Praise the Lamb of God. But our problem is, that's my baby. That's my child. My daughter. My son. My smookamookabook. That's it. That's our problem right there. And we don't see that this is a precious gift that God has given us to raise for his glory. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God. Woo! Woo! My goodness gracious. Woo! My God, my God, my God in heaven. When we come to the place of recognizing this, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When we come to the place of recognizing, when we instill a godly conscience in our children, the fear of the Lord, the reverencing of God, there's things that our children will not do. They will not do it. Praise the Lamb of God. They will not do it. They'll say, no, I can't do that. Praise God. I told this before, I think, some time ago. I was, praise the Lord, I couldn't have been no more than about 10, maybe 11, somewhere in there, fifth, sixth grade. It was in the summer. And me and a couple of guys, I'm not going to call their names or anything, we were all together. And I lived on Pulaski and 16th, and on Pulaski and 27th Street was the public library. So we would walk up there, and we would go up to the library and what have you, and go in there and read and all of this kind of stuff, because it wasn't that much to do in the neighborhood if you wasn't playing ball or something in the alleys or a playground. And we went up there that day, and my father always rehearsed in us the Ten Commandments, and I was telling them how I knew the Ten Commandments, you know, verbatim. And they say, no, you don't, so everybody got a Bible, and I was doing the Ten Commandments and this, that, and that, blah, blah. And they was reading. When we left there, one of the guys named Jerry wanted to steal a bike. He saw a bike parked in front of a store and said, let's take that bike. I said, we just read the word said, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. I said, I'm not doing it. And now y'all do what y'all want to. I'm not doing it. The bike was on the other side of the street. They went on the other side of the street to try to steal the bike. The police caught them and what have you. And then the police picked me up along with them, saying that I was with them. And I told the police, officer, we had just left that library, and we had just read the Bible, the Ten Commandments, and said, thou shalt not steal. And I told him I didn't have nothing to do with it. He let me go.
Amen.
He said, is that true? They said, yes, sir. He said, well, you didn't have nothing to do with it. He let me go. Praise the Lamb of God. What saved me was a daddy that lined up seven kids And we had to come before him until we could say the Ten Commandments, word for word.
Amen.
Some of us have been in jail for stealing, robbing, killing, or anything of that nature. None of his children. Praise the Lamb of God. A godly conscience was instilled. You can do anything you want to. Put them fancy gym shoes on your kids. Buy a little Air Jordans for them. The latest blue jeans. Hook them all up. Do anything. Buy leather jackets and mink coats for your babies and make them look like they're a baller's child. Do whatever you want to do. What's on them is not going to take them very far. What's in them will.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Instilling in them is far more important than what you're putting on their back. That's why so many kids that grow up in wealthy families that don't become nothing, and some grow up in impoverished families and become multimillionaires because their mother kept telling them they were special. Because their mother kept talking to them about prayer. Their mother kept telling them they can make it. They can be somebody. They can be better. Their mothers and fathers kept instilling it in them until they believed it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. Glory to God. See, this is the kind of stuff that will help us reshape the society. Praise the Lamb. It's a horrible thing, people of God, and this has troubled me for a while, and it still does. We have nothing that we grab hold to, praise the Lamb of God, to help us, even when we talk about slavery. When we talk about slavery and what have you, I'm talking to my ethnic now. When we talk about slavery and what have you, and I'm not prejudiced, but it is just, this is just the truth about us. When we talk about slavery and all of that, we start talking about Mary McLeod Bethune, Ralph Carmichael, Rep. Brown Burnings. We start talking about Marcus Garvey and Farrakhan, and then we, you know, and all of that kind of stuff, all the way up to Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement and all that, blah, 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 blah. But very seldom do we mention God in that.
Amen.
When we do Black History Month, we don't say God has brought us from a mighty long way.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
We start talking about our black ancestors. I love light bulbs.
Hey, Amen. Prophet, would you say that during that era, would you say during that era from the late 60s when the Civil Rights Movement, would you say it was a shift in the actual people actually walking with God? Because during my study, I noticed that our ancestors always were praying through the slavery, the movement, and always praying through that era until black people, quote unquote, found themselves free, and they began to live on their own and began to create a generation, a party generation, from what I understand.
You are saying the right thing, Brad. We must remember that every liberation in our ethnic and Jewish ethnic, what have you, has always came out of a God-based system. We must remember, we say, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. No, see, we leave off this part. It was Reverend Dr.
Reverend.
We must remember he was a praying preacher.
Yes, he was.
We must remember that his colleagues that was close to him were ministers of the gospel.
Yes.
See, we listening to Martin Luther King do civil rights speeches, but he pastored a church in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. He was a preacher. They were children of ministers.
Mm-hmm.
They were praying people. We want to throw all this on the man and not the God that was in the man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And his greatest speech that all of us can remember is I've been to the mountaintop, and God has allowed me, to see the promised land. I may not get there with you. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and we as a people to the promised land. I have a dream. He was talking about the vision God had gave me.
Hallelujah.
And gave him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, God.
He was talking about a God-given vision. We recite the vision and leave God out. Woo, my goodness gracious. Y'all done messed me up. I ain't going to be no good for a month.
Before Martin Luther King died, it was three things, I believe. It was three M's that would change the fabric of our society. And he said materialism, militarism, and manism. And the manism was lacking God, was to begin to think that they created everything themselves. And that was right during the time. This is from research I read, a book about Martin Luther King, and everything that he said has really taken forth, because all these killings and all these things, these young people are seeing the military. You know, you don't go in there with assault rifles and two and three pistols into a school with innocent kids. I mean, come on. I mean, that's insane, man. That's manism. One man.
Man, you're right. See, we are so man driven, you know, and so idol cultured. Our society, man, is just, we're so messed up with looking at people. You know, I'm telling you, man, we are a humanistic driven society, and all we want to look at is flesh all the time.
Yes.
And our eyes are blinded to the spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
To the spiritual things. We can tell you some of everything that's going on in the world, in society, and this, that, and another. We know every football player, baseball player. We know all of this, gymnastics. I'm just telling you. We know every song. We know the groups. We know P. Diddy. We know this lady, we know that, we know this, we know that. And it's so bad. Let me tell you how bad it is. They just signed a contract with Beyonce to put her on the Pepsi can, and her contract is $50 million. It's pitiful. It's pitiful when a person's face means that much to you. And you ain't never put Jesus on your pop can. You ain't never put the word Lord on your pop can. And I promise you, if you go back to the start of Pepsi Cola, somebody prayed.
Yes, they did.
I promise you that. But we've lost all godliness. You go back to the foundation of Coca-Cola, you'll find out somebody prayed. You go back to the brothers that started McDonald's, somebody prayed. I promise you, we have lost God. I talked about this over at Great Ebenezer maybe a year ago, and I told them we need to rediscover God. We've lost him. God is under the rubbish of our belief system. Somewhere under the rubbish of our belief system is God. We have created a new God, praise the Lamb of God, called materialism, might, and man, what I want to call this, manism, just like you're speaking, praise the Lamb of God, the potential of a man and not the God that's in him. We are a messed up people. Praise the Lamb of God. This is, I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. From the foundations of this country, it has been God. From the foundation.
Yes,
One of you have music in the background. Somebody have music in the background. Praise the Lord. But people of God, let me tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't claim to know everything. I don't claim to be a know-it-all. But this I do know, praise the Lamb of God, that we can rediscover the God, hallelujah, that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. If we can find that God that appeared unto Solomon, praise the Lamb, we can find him through Jesus Christ our Lord. I promise you, we will find the balm of Gilead.
Yes, God.
We'll find that will heal our society. Praise the Lamb. We would find him. Hallelujah. We would find him. Praise the Lamb. That loves this world so much that he gave his only son. And we want to blame God. Where was God in this? Oh, God, what you going to say now? Where was God in this? God was doing what he always do. Be God. Praise the Lamb. We want to pollute the waters, and then when we drink it and it poison us, we want to say, how come God didn't purify it? Why didn't God stop it from being? God didn't pour the poison in there, you did. Why didn't God stop you from being a diabetic? God didn't tell you to eat like you did. He didn't tell you to eat all that mess. Why this is that way, and why we want to blame everything on God? Well, see, I believe. See, if I was God, I wouldn't have let that man kill them kids like that. You don't know what you would have done if you was God. Praise, because God doesn't see death the way we see death.
Amen.
Hallelujah, and I promise you that all of the children are with the Lord. All their little souls are with God.
Yes,
God. They know if ands and buts about that. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know about the shooter. Hallelujah. He got a judgment to face. And no doubt his mother too. But I promise you this. Praise the Lamb of God. That God is going to use this situation to get glory out of it.
Yes, God.
And he's doing it already because we're talking about it.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I promise you this, there's going to be a lot of people praying, a lot more people praying over their children before they leave the house. I promise you this, there's going to be a lot more children praying in their schools. Hallelujah.
Yes,
as they go into their classes. I promise you that. I promise you. Praise the Lamb of God. That God's going to get glory out of it. God allows some things to take place so he can get our attention. Praise the Lamb.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, when we really understand the God that we serve, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you know, I tell people this, you know, that God has commanded his people to go into other countries when they was purifying the promised land. He said, kill, let not a man live. Neither their wives, neither their children, neither their cattle. I mean, you just read it. God told Joshua to kill them all.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. God don't see things the way you see it. And you need to understand that about God. Hallelujah. When God purified Canaan, he killed the Hittites, the Amalekites, the Canaanites, he killed all those nations.
Yes, he did.
He killed their children. Praise the Lamb of God. He killed babies. He ordered their execution. God said, mm-hmm. Kill them all. Praise the Lamb. You better read the story. It's right there. We must come to the place, praise the Lamb of God, the understanding that God has a purpose and a plan, praise the Lamb of God. He brought his children, his people into the promised land. He wanted them not to be polluted by any outside sources when he brought them into the promised land. Hallelujah. And every time they didn't obey God, what they didn't destroy became, praise the Lamb of God, their downfall.
Yes, it did.
Every time, praise the Lamb of God. Every time. I love you, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm gonna tell you the truth. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you the truth. Praise the Lamb that God is using this for his glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He saw every step of it. He saw the plans of it. He saw it all. Praise the Lamb of God. And in his own permissive will, he allowed it and said, I'm going to get glory out of this. Praise the Lamb of God. Out of these 20 children, I'm going to receive glory. And it's an opportunity to change the world.
Yes, God.
Especially America. Praise the Lamb of God. Because really, this brings attention. But human life is cheap in America. The value of a life in America is lessening. The value of a life in America is lessening. You don't believe me? Let something happen to you, and the ventilator is keeping you alive, and you don't have no insurance. You can be laying there conscious, and the ventilator is keeping you alive. Praise the Lamb of God. Let your money run out. You're going to see how valuable life is to America. They will pull the plug on a machine that's running by electricity. Because they had set a price on how much it costs to run the machine. And it's running by electricity. Okay. All right. You don't believe me? Go in the hospital and find out. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of you right here, listen to me. No, they will pull the plug on you. They will come in and talk to the family and pull the plug on you because you cannot afford it. That's what they tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What does that mean? Your life is not as valuable as they pretend it is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let something happen to you and watch how long they work on your case to find out what happened to you. That file will be closed. You know why? It costs them money. Means what? The value of your life is cheapening. Wake up and smell that coffee. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I'm the people of God, let me tell you this. Praise the Lord. Before we close out here, praise God, I want to just mention these things to you again. Don't forget, praise the Lamb of God, come December the 28th, the Friday night after Christmas, praise the Lamb of God, next week we will be at Soul Harvest in Highland Park, Michigan. Praise the Lord. I wish Brett was with me. I know he's probably going to be in California enjoying the good sunshine. Praise the Lamb. But we will be there at Soul Harvest International Church on 6 Mile, on Woodward, just west. No, I'm messing all up, Adam. Just south, praise the Lamb of God, of 6 Mile. Just south of 6 Mile, praise the Lamb of God, between 6 Mile and the Davison. It's Soul Harvest, a beautiful historical brick building sitting across the street from the Powerhouse Gym in Highland Park. Meet us there at 7 p.m. Praise the Lamb of God for this prophetic blowout. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I need you to be there. I need you to be there. Next, I want to tell you that some new developments is coming to our PSM page. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And to the show as we enhance, praise the Lamb, at the Lord's direction. Hallelujah. Concerning some items in the prophetic that needs to be broadened. We're going to give some attention to the unsaved and backsliders. We're going to give some attention. Praise God. Somebody ought to be saying hallelujah to that. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to give attention. Praise the Lamb of God to married couples. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I want to see marriages flourish. I want to see marriages strengthen. I want to see marriages become the model of heaven that they're supposed to be. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to give more attention, praise the Lamb, to our young adults. This has been our plan, praise the Lamb of God, all along concerning our young adults and our young people. We're going to give attention to them also, both on the radio and the radio show and, praise the Lamb of God, our page, praise the Lord. We are going to do ministry, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to be effective and that's going to cause, praise the Lamb of God, change wherever you are. That's what we want. That's what's going to happen, praise the Lamb of God, as
Amen.
God gives us the grace to do that, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to have more prophetic utterances during the week on the page, praise the Lamb of God, as we allow the young adults, the married couples, praise the Lamb of God, the unsaved and the backsliders to come in. We're going to be doing more prophesying and utilizing those with prophetic gifting, such as Sandra, praise the Lamb of God, and Bertha and others to prophesy, praise the Lamb, into these lives. We are doing this in the name of Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can bring as many souls into the kingdom and make them fit, praise the Lamb of God, meet for repentance so that we can win others, praise the Lamb of God, for the Lord. It's not about building PSM, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Once we reach the 1,000 on the page, something hit me and say, and so what? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But it's time now to shift into another demeanor. Yes, Lord. The Lord's speaking to me. Just a minute. Don't go nowhere. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. The Lord says to tell his people, y'all better listen to me, that he's going to cause rivers to flow unto you, that rivers of blessing is about to flow unto you, people of God. Hallelujah. I want you to raise your hands right now, wherever you are, if you can. If you're driving, don't do this. This is not a driving exercise, but wherever you are, lift your hands to the Lord right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Father in heaven, you have spoken. I've heard your voice clear this day. Thank you, Father, that you've honored us, hallelujah, with your word. Hallelujah. I pray now, everyone under the sound of my voice, every hand that's lifted in obedience, Father, hallelujah, would receive that river, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you would cause it to run, hallelujah, unto us, Father, that it would fill every crevice of our needs, hallelujah, until abundance flourish, until we shall be as the tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season, and our leaf shall not wither. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do it shall prosper. Hallelujah. Father, you're awesome in this day, and we give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. There is none like you, Father. Hallelujah. None nowhere. Praise the Lamb. Brett, thank you for being with us, man of God. Hallelujah. I thank you, man. You done wrote the whole show out with me. I praise God for you. Praise God. Remember, we're praying for James. We're praying for Lily. Praise the Lamb of God. I never forget my children. I don't think I do. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm praying for you, people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Chandra, for being here with us. Thank you, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank all of you that called in. Shala, thank you so much, all of you that called in and being a part of the show with us today. It's time to go now. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future. Praise the Lamb of God. And know this, that the Lord is causing all of us to become.
to stay. My sins have been forgiven, now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored, I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. Big wheel.